This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. You were with Vic and Em.
That was the most beautifully timed thing I've ever heard in my whole life.
That was Shepherd.
Oh my gosh.
Hello, Emily.
Hello. We've got Donna Collins, comedian, illustrator, in the studio, who is losing her mind because of that timing.
It was so good.
It was maybe the most magical bit of radio we've ever created thus far.
That one's going on the podcast.
Definitely, absolutely. Now, Vicky Hanlon, boy. Donna Collins, just before that, we were talking about bad gifts.
Bad gifts.
Yes.
So bad presents we've received. Yes. Like I said, if you've got any bad gifts that you've received, let us know on 0427-JOY-949. But let's talk about our bad gifts first.
As in given or received?
I think
both.
Yeah, whatever you want to go with.
Just seen out in the wild?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Donna Collins, have you been given a bad gift?
I feel like such a nerd, but the more I thought about it, the more I was like, I don't know if I've been given a bad gift because, like, the act of giving was nice.
Right.
So
that's really, really sweet of you.
Yeah, it's kind of like nothing's really stuck out in my head where I'm like, well, this is the worst thing someone's gotten me because someone got me something and that's nice.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah, that is really nice.
That's a really nice outlook on life. Yeah. But we're going to make you say it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I can't literally right now, I can't think of anything anyone's given me in general. So that says a lot about both.
You're literally wearing a t-shirt I gave you.
Yeah, okay. This isn't like a gift for a birthday.
No.
It's a beautiful Slytherin shirt. I'm a Hufflepuff. She's very mean. What was I going to say? Yes, one I remember giving my brother one time was Hubba Bubba gum, but one piece.
Oh.
And it was grape, and I don't like grape.
So you just had a piece of gum that you had left over, yeah, and you were like,
Merry Christmas.
But like, how old were you?
Oh, young enough
that it was like,
yeah, it was not fine. Yeah, to no, be fair, he didn't give me anything in return, but I wrapped it in like notebook paper. I don't know why.
You really went to the effort of wrapping. I think that's really sweet.
Yeah.
Young Donna was really just like thoughtful and was like, look, yeah, I've got no money. I've got no time. I'm really busy in my 9-to-5 as a 6-year-old and I need to get this Hubba Bubba out there.
Emily, what about you? What's the worst present you've ever been given?
Look, I would say that one of my aunties, won't name names.
Because they might be listening?
Probably not. one of my aunties is...
So take that, Cheryl.
No, I wasn't actually going to say her name. I'm not going to do that. No, absolutely not. I just notoriously get bad gifts off this auntie. Some of them are like quirky, they're cool, but this one was just weird.
Okay.
One of my birthdays when I was about, I would say 11 or 12 years old, she gave me this like big sort of, package, wrapped in wrapping. And I was like, present? This could be present. Yes. Present. That's the word I was looking for. There was this big present and I was like, this is exciting.
It's going to be great.
Big. I'm a kid. I'm like, yes. And then I open it and it is literally 3 coat hangers.
What?
That have like the woolen, they're like knitted.
Oh,
like
nice. They're the knitted, crocheted.
But she didn't make them.
Okay.
They weren't handmade coat hangers.
She's just given you
3 coat hangers.
Oh my God.
I was 11 years old. Like, what am I going to do with that?
What 11? Okay, no one wants that, but what 11-year-old wants that?
Absolutely. Speaking of things that kids don't like, Mark has texted in. He said that when he was 6, his great-grandmother gave him a rather large plastic warped vase that had tropical fish on it, painted on it. However, one of his other grand cousins got a new drum set, a full drum set.
I guess who was the favourite one?
Ouch. Yeah, my auntie obviously.
What'd you
loved
do,
me.
Mark? Why didn't she love you?
Joy 94.9.
We were talking about bad gifts. Donna told us one of the worst gifts that she's ever given.
I say that. Like, it's not that bad, isn't it? I've probably given worse gifts, to be honest.
The way that we spun it, I think, definitely sounded like you were a beautiful sister.
It was. It was very lovely
the way
story.
That we spun
I
it.
I take it back. I'm charming.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. Especially a single piece of Hubba Bubba, just how we like it.
Yeah. I think that's a great present when you got no money. I think the worst, like, I get given jewellery a lot, but I don't have my ears pierced. So it's a bit, you know,
No good.
People don't know me very well, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, specifically don't get Vicky Hanlon earrings. Jewelry's fine, right?
I don't wear anything.
So all of those rings I got you, what a waste of time.
Yeah. You've proposed so many times.
Every single Thursday after the show, I'm like, oh my gosh, please.
Do me the honour.
And so far it's a no continuously, which is super unfortunate.
Yeah.
Is it just the ring or is it the whole thing?
It's the whole thing.
Okay.
I can't.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. That's awkward.
Joy 94.9.
We are joined by the fabulous Donna Collins, part of Breast of the Fest, illustrator and comedian. So much going on,
so
Donna.
So many credits.
So much.
Yes. So many unemployed.
So good.
Love a bit of that for you.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. So, Donna, we were talking before this about bad gifts. You've sat with this thought for some songs, you've thought to yourself, you know what? I actually do have a bad gift that
you
I
remembered
think
some trauma.
I do not for me specifically, okay. But this was like our group of friends in high school. We were all just about the stage where we'd gotten jobs, so there was a bit of money going around.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we were able to actually give each other presents.
Oh, and that first little taste of disposable income.
Yeah, my friend gave one of my friends this present, and it was like easily the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. First of all, it was body butter. That she was allergic to.
Good start.
And also she gave she's a very religious friend, very Christian, gave her a red G-string I think it said horny devil on it. I'm pretty sure. And it was just like the look on her face when she opened it was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Were these That's joke incredible. Presents? Like were they doing it?
We'd never once suggested that we would be giving each other joke presents.
It was like, we have this is money for real. To burn. Yeah, let's actually buy some good
Merry
presents.
Christmas. And she left all of it because it was at our house that this gift exchange was going on. So she left all of it at our house. Mm-hmm. She didn't even bother taking it with her. She was just like, no.
This is not for me.
We spent a while playing with the G-string. We kept trying to fling it up onto the fan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So actually a fun party game.
There you go. There's a use for
that. So it may have been her worst gift, but you had heaps of fun.
Yeah, there's always a silver lining.
That's exactly right. That's something I will say. There's always something you can do with a bad gift.
Yeah.
Like
throw it away.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.